Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is going to upset some people. I get it. I'm not saying it to try to upset you. I'm just being honest with you. So if I'm supposed to believe it, Jay-Z is no longer woke, right? Jay-Z isn't woke anymore. Jay-Z is somehow not down with the cause, which, by the way, at some point for some people became Colin Kaepernick getting a job again in the NFL. For some people, that now has become the that somehow became the cause. That wasn't the cause. In case you didn't pay attention, it was never the cause. The cause wasn't for Colin Kaepernick to have a job in the NFL. Completely different. So now I guess Jay-Z is no longer woke. He's no longer down with the cause because of the fact that he chose to work with Roger Goodell and cut a deal with Roger Goodell. I'm truly fascinated by it because it's the idea that I guess if Eric Reed decides to take the NFL's money, Eric Reed is still down with the cause. He's totally in Kaepernick's camp and he's down with the cause. But if Jay-Z decides to take the NFL's money, he's somehow a traitor to the cause. As if Jay-Z was supposed to make a deal with Roger Goodell. Okay, I'm going to have Roc Nation handle making your halftime shows a little more palatable to people under the age of 35. And I'm going to help you with your pregame concerts and things like that. But in return, you got to give Colin Kaepernick a job. What are you who are the simpletons, honestly, who are taking this tact? Yeah, Jay-Z, you are no longer down, man. Man, now the division starts from within. This isn't about Colin Kaepernick. If you've listened to me long enough and you've heard the show, you will remember when Colin Kaepernick was kneeling. I can think of times in my career when I got hate mail. And the emails pouring in. And other than dealing with the Michael Vick story in Atlanta and being on the air in Atlanta during that whole story, the most hate mail I ever got was for supporting Colin Kaepernick. Now, remember, I only supported Colin Kaepernick for his right to kneel. And I only supported it because I knew that my dad, a World War II vet, a prisoner of war, a decorated veteran, would have supported his right to kneel. And since I never had the nuggets to defend my country on foreign soil, I think I should sort of shut up when it comes to who's more patriotic, who loves America more. I always sort of say, you know what? Maybe I need to shut up on things like that. Because I had every opportunity coming out of Cardinal O'Hara High School in Philadelphia. I had every opportunity at Temple University to say at any time, you know what? I'd like to go join the service. I'd like to go defend the flag. I'd like to go and support my country. I had plenty of opportunity to do that. I didn't do it. So you know what? I sort of feel like those are the times maybe you need to shut up just a little. And if Colin Kaepernick wanted to kneel, I believe he had every right to kneel. And I got the most drastic, vicious, nasty little emails from people. And it would be like, how dare you support him in that right? And I would explain to them all. I actually cut and pasted a response to a lot of them. And I said, I also support the NFL owner's right to not give him a job. As much as I support his right to do what he wants to do, I also support the NFL owners' rights for not wanting him around. And I can tell you, if I ran a $1 billion corporation, I am not having my star employee, my centerpiece employee, wearing pig socks, depicting cops as pigs. I am not letting my star quarterback in my locker room on my time wear shirts that celebrate Fidel Castro while he bitches and complains about the United States of America. Because the asinine nature of that in and of itself. So where I supported Colin Kaepernick, I also support everybody else's right to do, hey, I own a $1 billion business. I don't want you representing my brand, period. I promise you this, if I left the CBS studios today and I was being interviewed on television and I had pig socks on representing the police as pigs and wore a Castro shirt and was telling about how bad it is in America, I have a feeling that there'd be a different host in here next weekend. And CBS would have that right, just as I have my right to have my own public expression. So Jay-Z's the bad guy now, right? He's the bad guy. He can't take the NFL's money, but Eric Reed can. So Eric Reed woke, Jay-Z no longer woke. It's the dumbest thing. It's very 2019. It absolutely is very 2019 America. But it may be the dumbest thing I've heard in a while.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.